Now, something that is far from being enjoyed in the education industry at the moment is the proportion of Australian primary school teachers who are male. In fact, it's being continued to fall, and new research suggests that men often leave the profession due to challenges they face as a result of their gender, including uncertainty around physical contact and expectations to take on more masculine roles in the job. So how can we retain more male teachers and encourage them into the profession? Well, now we're joined on the line by Dr. Vaughan Cruikshank from the University of Tasmania in the School of Education to tell us more about his research. Welcome on the show, Vaughan.
Good morning. Welcome.
Indeed, it's a pleasure to have you from the Apple Isle. Can you just initially just tell us a little bit about some of the numbers surrounding male teachers in Australian schools and where they are now as to where they were previously?
Yeah, sure. So in the sort of early to mid-1980s, males sort of made up about 30% of primary school teachers, and that's sort of down to about 18% now. And that also includes sort of principals and physical education specialists, because the ABS doesn't sort of make distinguishments between them. So yeah, the actual number of men in the classroom is probably below 18%, yeah.
Indeed, that's a rather alarming number, given that, of course, you would expect in terms of probability to be much closer to 50%. What are some of the main reasons that men have moved away from a career in primary education?
Yeah, there'd be a lot of different reasons depending on the different individuals. My research basically looked at the different sort of challenges that men face, and there's a variety of them in literature, but the three big ones that came out with that sort of uncertainty around physical contact. So sort of men feel that, you know, if one of their students falls over and grazes their knee or something, like they're a female teacher would feel quite comfortable to give them a hug, whereas they don't feel that's as acceptable for them. And same in other sort of situations. And then some of the other major ones were that increased workload, because they're expected to take on particular roles because they're males, and then the social isolation, just because they often don't have a lot of colleagues that have sort of got the same interests.
Indeed. And you spoke just indeed about the kind of certain type of masculine roles. Are there any specific expectations placed on male teachers because of their gender? I mean, do you think they're typecast into certain roles? Do you think there are even certain subjects that they're expected to lead?
Yeah, well, certainly research, and not just my study, there's been numerous studies has sort of said yes to that question. So roles like behaviour management, so sort of having all the naughty kids sent to the male teacher, even if they're not in leadership, they're just a normal teacher, they can still have that role. Manual labour, so sort of having to help colleagues, you know, move their desks around or fix their computers. Sports coaching, so particularly those after-school sports, just because that's sort of seen as something that men do. They're kind of interested in and good at sports. And then in terms of subjects, it's often the sort of physical education. Other ones might be things like science and ICT.
Indeed, and I suppose it seems you'd want more of a balance in all those places. You'd want to see. I mean, I had the benefit of having a fantastic female teacher lead our Austag team as a coach when I was in primary school, and you'd want to see more balance across the board in general. What's being done to try and get somewhere closer to a better balance?
Yeah, there's certainly been sort of, I guess you'd say, recruitment focused strategies. They've sort of had things like scholarships and quota systems suggested in the past, and they've sort of had mixed success, probably lower success than they wanted. I guess those sort of reasons they've been trying to improve the numbers of men joining into sort of teacher education courses and then flowing through. But I guess what I really sort of looked at it, I sort of said, you know, we've certainly got men coming into the profession and men leaving, but the ones that are actually staying, what are they doing differently? Do they have some sort of strategies that they can use to cope with these challenges? So I was really trying to identify those strategies so that, you know, other men struggling could possibly use those strategies and then be retained in the profession as well.
So you think it's more about retention rather than growing the size of the pie, if it were, of male teachers?
Yeah, it's probably both, but I just sort of looked at the gap and sort of thought there's probably been more being done on the recruitment side. So I started to focus on the retention side, because I guess I kind of use this analogy, like if you've got got a bucket that you want to fill up with water and it's got a hole in it, you can obviously just keep pouring water in the top, which is kind of the recruitment, or you can actually try and fix the hole in the bottom. Either way, you're going to get more water, but it's probably more effective to fix the hole and retain the men you've already got.
Indeed, and what are the kind of initial signs the research has shown in terms of best practice for retention?
Yeah, we're certainly trying to get men that, you know, that actually give them some of these strategies they can use, and often they've said it's helpful for them to have like a more experienced male teacher as a kind of mentor. And obviously in some schools that works. Like I know when I was doing my sort of surveys the other year, like there's schools in Tasmania and they're often, you know, private all-boys schools and they might have 8 or 10 male primary teachers. But then on the flip side of that, I had a friend working in the northeast of Tasmania and he was the only male primary teacher in the whole region. So that sort of makes it hard to find those male mentors. But yes, certainly using male mentors and school staff, particularly like your principals, just to sort of give that strong support and have that awareness that it can be a different experience for men. But yeah, I'm basically hoping to sort of share my strategies in the hope that they can be used by other men as well.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for joining The Daily, Dr. Vaughan Cruickshank.
No worries. Thank you.